More agents are headed to the southern border. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. That's part of the White House plan as it prepares for a possible surge of migrants. That's likely when the public health order known as Title 42 is lifted. During an appearance on Fox News Sunday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas pushed back against Republican claims that the border is wide open.
We are against irregular migration, against individuals taking a perilous journey, putting their lives in the hands of smugglers, and trying to enter the United States in between the ports of entry.
The secretary also defended the creation of a disinformation governance board, saying it won't infringe on civil rights and civil liberties. Republicans call it an attack on free speech. There's movement in the Ukrainian city of Mariupol, where civilians and soldiers have been holed up for weeks beneath a steel plant. Evacuations have begun. Ukraine's president says an initial group of more than 100 people have left. Meanwhile, in Kyiv, a surprise weekend visit by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Pelosi and her congressional delegation met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv for 3 hours, reinforcing American support of Ukraine's defense against Russian aggression.
Your fight is a fight for everyone. And so our commitment is to be there for you until the fight is done.
Congress is now considering a request from President Biden for $33 billion in further aid for Ukraine. Zelensky thanked Pelosi's delegation for the visit, saying,
"You have to know that we'll win, and we'll win together."
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
In neighboring Poland, thousands of NATO soldiers are involved in military exercises. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
Lawmakers in Washington may want Ukraine to win the war against Russia, but what varies is their definition of victory.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Menendez of New Jersey said on Fox News Sunday how victory looks depends on Ukraine.
It will be for President Zelensky and the Ukrainian people to decide what concessions, if any, they will make.
The ranking Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Michael McCaul of Texas, said on ABC's This Week he wants Ukraine to be aggressive.
With this artillery we're giving them, the howitzers, and these lethal drones, and push them out.
Both men say time is short for Congress to act to get more aid to Ukraine. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Summer vacation has just gotten simpler for people traveling to parts of Europe. Italy and Greece have relaxed some of their COVID-19 restrictions. For example, in Greece, vaccination proof is no longer required for air travelers, but masks are still mandated. There's the city and there's the country, but new federal rules could blur the lines.
Many urban areas are about to become rural areas, not because people are leaving, but thanks to a new definition from the U.S. Census Bureau. Using the new criteria, about 1,300 small cities, towns, and villages will be reclassified as rural instead of urban. Community leaders are concerned about the negative impact on access to health care and hospitals, already a major concern for many rural areas. Other federal funding for transportation and education also could be lost with a rural classification. Under the old criteria, about 2,500 people would qualify an area as urban and eligible for related benefits. With the new rule, an area would need twice that, or 5,000 people, to qualify as urban.
That's Fox's Ann Carrick, and I'm Pam Puzo. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.